Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down.
Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the nerdverse. Joining me in studio right now is a very, very talented young lady. 12 years old, actress Sanaya Sidney. You may have seen her in movies like Fences, where she's acting alongside and opposite Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, Hidden Figures, The Passage on Fox. And now she has a new Lionsgate film, Fast Color, where she is the star. And let me just welcome this 12-year-old sensation. Sanaya, it's very nice to see you. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
How did you get so much done in 12 years? Aren't you supposed to be just dealing with, I don't know, things that 12-year-old girls have to deal with, like angry parents cleaning your room? I mean, what is a day like in the life of Sanaya Sidney?
It's very chill, relaxing. It has to do with a lot of family and work.
What does family mean to you? Do you have any siblings?
I do.
How many?
Two older siblings. My sister's out there right now. Oh,
okay, no one's listening, so let's talk about them real quick. Do they get on your nerves all the time?
Only my brother.
Only your brother.
Yes, but he's starting to get pretty chill.
Do you remember your first audition?
I do. It was for my first role, and it was for a commercial for ABC Mouse, and I got it like a couple hours later.
Wait. That doesn't happen. You're not supposed to book your first gig on your first audition.
Well, it was a dream come true, because before that, a couple weeks ago of that weekend, I did my headshots for the first time, and then I went on a very small audition, and I ended up getting it. And I was really happy because it was a start of something hopefully big.
Was the desire to get into entertainment or become an actress your idea originally, or was it a family member's idea?
It was my idea, because I used to just watch alongside my parents while my mom would be making dinner and just watch some of their shows on TV, or like certain things like Grey's Anatomy, because before I wanted to be a nurse, so I would really watch that show. And I was like, you know what, actually, I think I really want to act. And I was really into it. And then that's when I asked my parents. And they were like, I don't know
about that.
Right.
Did you go into any acting classes, or just did you go into it cold and just see what would happen?
I did. I got introduced to acting classes, and that's where I met my lovely manager. And I started her acting class from there.
I'm jumping around because you have some very, very important moments that most regular people like me are never going to experience. So I'm really curious to know what it was like.
Yes.
When you auditioned for Fences, did you know who was going to be in it? And what was that audition process like?
Yes, because I knew some of who I believe could be in it. Because it was originally a Broadway play by August Wilson. And I knew Denzel was in it and Viola. So,
you knew going in.
I knew going in. I knew they were going to be in it.
No pressure.
But I didn't know like anybody else until I met other original people from the cast. But I got the honor to meet Mr. Washington on my third audition.
There were multiple. Okay, you had more than one Academy Award winner in that film.
Yes.
Was there ever a moment where you sat back and said, wow, I'm on a set with Denzel Washington or Viola Davis. I'm working with them. Did you ever have a moment like that?
Well, a little bit, but it was kind of just like a very honorable moment to be able to just be in a room with them and get to be close with them and get to know them as people. But it was a really true blessing.
You are a very old soul when you roll out four-syllable words. It was an honorable moment when I was working with Denzel and Viola. That's not normal. I'm not making fun of you. I'm trying to be very complimentary of you, because that's very cool. How did that make you feel about your career long term? Was that the moment where you said, yes, I have a career in this business? Or were you still unsure even after that?
Well, you know, I always strive to do the best I can. And, you know, I tend to do this until I'm old. But I knew that this
was...
What
is it, old, like 25 or something?
Old is, let's say, 80 old.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
But I kind of was like, you know, this is could be a big, it's like a Kickstarter or something that can be a lot bigger. So it was an eye-opener. I could say that. It was an eye-opener. I didn't really say, oh, this is like my big break. I'm going to make it. It was a learning experience, an eye-opener to know that you could work and get something maybe a lot bigger.
We've talked about some of your successes up until this point, but were there any disappointments? Were there any roles where you thought, I know I have this role, I killed the audition, and it didn't work out for you?
Well, I try to stay as positive as possible on a daily basis. And I think it's very important, you know, in this industry to always stay positive and be humble and keep your head up. So whenever I might have gone out or been so close to a role, I always told myself that it was meant for somebody that can have an opportunity to be able to do what I want to do.
My goodness, you're an old soul. You said about Fences, you met Denzel Washington on a third audition. How many auditions might there be in a process for a major motion picture?
It can be two, it could be five if you wanted to, but usually you can have your first audition or you can self-tape, and then they can call you back for a casting meeting or a director session, and you can meet the director and the casting director, and they can maybe cast you from there.
How many, or I should say, how long are the sides that they're giving you that you have to, okay, sides for the people listening, you know, the script
yes.
Yeah, the scenes, how long are those usually when you're filming a scene? How much are you, here's the question, how much are you forced to memorize for a given scene at a given time?
It depends, because sometimes they can have a whole, what your character is doing, it could be a whole dialogue, or a whole monologue, I meant, and you can read this whole monologue and learn it, or it could be like a 5-page script if it wanted to. It depends.
When you're on a set, do you ever have moments of stage fright in the sense of, okay, I'm trying to remember all these lines. I'm trying to remember my block. I'm trying to remember what I'm supposed to do here, there, and the other. Or is it something that just comes very natural to you?
Some things come natural and some things I may be a little bit nervous for. Something that's new that I might be coming into. It could be a lot longer than a scene than you expect, and the director might not cut it right away, and you have to improvise, or you have to, you know, slide in some certain things in there. That can be a little bit challenging, but I try the best I can to just keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to just try to push through the things that can be difficult.
Speaking of things which can be difficult, I remember when I was 12, having friends was a big deal.
Mm.
People that I could talk to, people for me. When I was your age, we actually go outside and play. I don't know if you guys do that anymore, but what is it like having friends for you? Because you already have a career. You have responsibilities. You have to have a level of maturity that most 12-year-old children are not required to have.
Mm.
So is it difficult for you to have and maintain friends?
Well, you know, I have very few little best friends, and I have friends or people that I'm cordial with, but I try to...
You said cordial.
Cordial. Cordial.
No, I'm just saying, that's no, it's great. I'm not expecting that word. Yes. Well, so how are you and Lisa doing? Oh, we're cordial. We speak every now and then. I mean, we had a trying time, but you know, we're better now. We've reached a plateau in our friendship where, I'm sorry, go ahead, you were saying?
Yes. You know that old soul thing, I've been brought up by very humble women, so I get a lot of, you know, and my dad's from the South, so once you've gone down there, you have to speak right. And
that's right, where's he from?
Arkansas.
All right, now.
So, you know, represent my hogs in here, hey!
Razorback.
Yes! Uh-huh. But as I was saying, you know, I try to keep good relationships with people that I'm close with and people that I have met over the years. But sometimes it can be hard because people tend to not be, you know, familiar with a friend that has a career. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of dancer friends, so they understand the on the go and, you know, being away from school or, you know, having to just go different places where you may not have to, you can't hang out or you can't go certain places, you know. I have friends that understand, and I have friends that are still trying to cope with the whole situation of me having a career and may not be able to come over and spend the night, certain things like that. But
they still have sleepovers?
Yes, we still have sleepovers.
Okay, I'm just checking because I'm from a different world, so I'm very curious to know what it's like living as a 12-year-old in today's world.
Yes.
I'm a little bit older than you, but things look very different from when I was your age. So this fascinates me.
That we have, I have plenty of friends. I always ask if I'm going to over a friend's house. I'm like, can I spend the night? That's all. That's all we really want to do, talk about certain things, talk about people and movies and watch all kinds of old school stuff. And yes.
Before we get to Fast Color, Sanaya, I want to ask you about the passage. And I want people to know about the storyline. I'll let you tell it, even though I do know it. I want you to tell it because I think it really sets up going into Fast Color as far as the types of roles which you take. So how did you come to even get the opportunity for the passage, which you're starring alongside Mark Paul Gosselaar?
The opportunity. Well, I got pitched for Amy Belafonte, and my manager came to me for the role, and I got to read the script. I got to have the honor to read the script, and I instantly fell for this character. And the relationship between her and the agent, Mark Paul Gosselaar's character.
And tell me something about Amy Belafonte as far as why that character matters in the sense of who she's supposed to represent.
It matters because I think she represents power and, you know, power of being a young lady. And being that I got to have the opportunity to do the role, and I'm an African-American girl, in the books, because this was a book trilogy by Justin Cronin, she was a white girl.
But wasn't, tell me if I'm wrong, wasn't the girl based on the author's daughter?
Yes.
And so you met Justin, did you not?
I did. I'm really close with Justin.
Okay, so what did he tell you about you playing that role and the significance of that role to him personally?
Well, I'm trying to, because he told me a lot that I took in to build her. And, you know, he basically kind of told me to just do it how I would do it. Because he's not going to be like, oh, yeah, this is how I want you to do it. And this is how I see her. You know, an actor makes a character through their words and through their beautiful writing and how they portray it on film. And I wanted to portray Amy as this young, smart, confident, tough girl. And there was a lot of those things that resembled her that Justin was like, okay, you're Amy. And, you know, certain things he said, he was like, you already portrayed. Because the day I met him, we were shooting some of the pilot. And he was watching me. And he was just like, wow.
Did you know who he was at that moment?
I saw him and I was like, oh my gosh, because my manager again was there that day. She was like, I think that's Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, Justin Cronin. So I went up and I introduced myself. And he was like, Amy. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you're like, you're truly Amy. So I passed this down to you to portray her.
Amy, to really condense the story, is the world's best hope for the future.
Yes.
Because of a virus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please don't call me sir.
Sir. Okay, sir.
Make me feel older than I am. But put it another way, the character is very important to the overall story.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like that it gets, just for you as an actress, it might be a little bit overwhelming? Because the series does ride on you.
I wouldn't say overwhelming. I would say it's a breath of fresh air to be able to be in a different situation than my other roles, because my other roles, people that I've looked up to for so long are used to carrying such big films on their backs. And for me, it was kind of a little bit tough. But I was like, this is what the Denzels and the Violas and the Tarajis go through. And this is how important it is. And this is why they love what they do, because it's a whole different process. And it's a great process. It's a great one, in fact. And just being able to be with such extraordinary actors and actresses in that show, we learned off of each other. So it was kind of like looking down upon people that can teach you too.
Are you a fan of sci-fi personally? Is that that's something you're into?
Yes. I love sci-fi.
Where did that come from? What were you first exposed to?
Powers, you know, I mean, I was really a fan of like vampires and werewolves, of course. But by the power point, I would say like the Avengers or X-Men, certain things like that, or watching Spider-Man. I mean, you know, they had webs and they had, you know, certain things like that. But like the X-Men, when they really use their powers with their minds or with their screams or with their eyes, lasers coming out of their eyes, or, you know, Superman. I was like, these are the things I really like.
I wish people could see your face right now, because you lit up in that explanation. You're so demonstrative with your hands.
Yes.
Because those types of roles and characters bring you great enjoyment. Is that correct?
Yes, of course, as
okay.
well.
So when you're doing something like The Passage,
yes.
and we're getting ready to talk about Fast Color, is there something in it where you say, like, I'm really going to make this special because I'm in love with the genre itself?
Well, you know, I love all genres, but this was the first really, like, big thing. I really got to see the makeup process, and being in the moment with blood and all of those things, and, you know, people coming after you with spilling lights all over the place.
A lot of green screen?
For some things, not all. A lot of it was built. You know, I think it's very important to recognize the crew behind every show and every movie, because they're the one that make it come to life. So I really was just
Are you
amazed.
Sure you're 12? You're not lying to me. Are you sure you're not like 35 and you just come in here telling me you're 12? You're thanking the cast and crew behind the scenes. Who does that? Except for an Oscar speech. Who does that? Much less at 12 years old. Just go ahead and admit it. You're not 12.
I am. I promise.
Show me your driver's license.
I don't have a license yet.
Okay. Just want to check. We talked about your love of sci-fi. Tell me about the story behind Fast Color.
So, Fast Color is about a power that came through each woman and generation and passed down to generation to generation. And my mom is gone and getting chased by government agencies that want to abduct her and test on her. And she is on the run, ends up coming home to her childhood house with her mother and her daughter. And that's who I play. And Lorraine Toussaint plays my grandmother. And Gugu Mbatha Ra plays my mother.
What powers does your mother have in this, and what powers do you have?
Yes, okay, so our powers are similar, but hers are a little bit different because of her conditions.
Mm-hmm.
She has the power to shift tectonic plates and cause like earthquakes and cause it to rain. And my powers, I can lift up an object and disintegrate it and bring it back together again.
Here's the trailer to Fast Color.
The world's gonna die. I can feel it coming. And I think about Ruth. How did she survive out there on her own, as broken as she is? Lila, this is your mother.
Does she have...
Yes, but not like yours.
Our abilities can't fix things. If something's broken, it stays broken.
Lila's different. She can see the colors.
What do they look like? I've never seen them.
It's like an echo. Moving over everything fast like a race.
It's gotten harder for us to stay in hiding.
I know. There's not much time.
You cannot be putting her in danger again.
I'm not leaving.
This woman can affect the energy of the Earth. Ruth, we can help you. There are tests we can run.
A new world is coming.
I'm not scared anymore.
So we have three generations of women, all with powers on varying degrees.
Yes.
And if I have this right, they all come together at one point and have a family reunion and then just wreck shop.
Family reunion. Yes. And things go down.
Okay. We don't want to give it away.
No. Yes. No.
But before I forget and before I let you get out of here, please let me know how people can find you on social media. I know you do the social media thing.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes. Love the Insta. Love the gram.
There's the 12-year-old I was looking for.
Oh, yes. On Instagram, at Sanaya Sydney. Same for Twitter and Facebook.
What are you working on next? Or now? Or what will be next?
Well, I got some things cooking up in the pot and talking about and...
No, you haven't signed the contracts yet. I get it.
It's confidential.
I know. Yeah, it's confidential and complicated.
Yeah.
But there are other good things coming forward for you.
Yes, just a lot more to come, I can say that.
Now, since I believe that you have more of your career ahead of you than behind you, this is an appropriate question. Is there anyone out there that you have not worked with that you would really, really like to work with?
Oh, yes. Kerry Washington is on my list.
She's probably listening right now.
So, if you are, Miss Washington, hey, I know Scandal's done, but we can do something together, I hope. I would love to be directed by the extraordinary Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And
you hang around in sci-fi, you might get your chance.
Hey. I pray, man. Mm-hmm. I pray. I'm trying to do something with Marvel and DC. Those are like on my wish list. And I would say, because he's just phenomenal. And I love him. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Would you want him to direct you or just work alongside?
Both. Let's see that. Both. I'd love to see that.
Okay, you want it all. I'm not mad
at
that all.
I want the world. I want the whole world. Sorry, that's... Sorry.
No, that's okay. Let that 12-year-old flag fly. It's all right.
From Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to ask you just to be sure before I let you go. Is it Willy Wonka, the more recent version of the movie, or the original with Gene Wilder? Okay. See?
OG. It's OG. Gene Wilder. I used to love him, and I still do.
Come with me.
And you'll see. In a world of
your imagination.
Take a look and you feel into your imagination. Yeah, I love that.
She's bona fide. It's nice, Sydney. Will you come back and see us again sometime?
Yes, please.
Okay. Because I'm going to be following you and I want to make sure that you are as big as all of your dreams have you to be. And I celebrate your success is our success. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
The movie is Fast Color. Her name is Sanaya Sydney. Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new Daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tuala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.